You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Tuesday, the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors discussed replacing their county public health officer, Dr. Ramirez. We apologize for the bad audio, but we begin with Supervisors Ben Stopper, followed by Gary Toffanelli. Here are the edited remarks.
Item 8 is to approve and sign the agreement with Dr. Ramirez to serve as the Calaveras County Health Officer of the period of July 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2023. I would like to make a suggestion that we have two of our supervisors reach out to another doctor maybe in our area, see if they're willing to take the position, someone who's a little more in touch with our constituents within our county and understands how business is run here, how to treat people properly.
You want to sign the contract?
No, I don't want to approve this right now. I want to put it out and see if there's a possibility, if there's someone else that's willing to come and do this.
Well, this contract ends on June 30th, and mm-hmm. we're required to have a medical doctor by the state. This contract says that at any time we can terminate it or he can terminate it. Why not approve the contract, but then ask Judy to go out with RFPs? So we have some process time there, and we're still covered. We don't have the state coming and complaining and appointing somebody or whatever. And then we can say, thank you very much.
That's a reasonable way to proceed also, Mr. Toffanelli.
I do have some issues. I will say that I tried to call Dr. Ramirez twice, and he did not respond to my call, and it was concerning an issue that had to do with Mountain Valley MS and some of the things I heard that he was saying, along with another doctor that's in the Southern County. And did not respond to my phone call. And I think for $166,000, when a chairman of the board from Mountain Valley EMS, which is the agency he was speaking of, and the vice chair of this board calls you, you would at least respond or give him a phone call back, but I got neither. So I'm a little bit irritated by the way he does treat people. It seems to be, even when he was up here on the board, when we were doing the COVID updates, is like, why are you asking me questions? So I do have some issues. I feel the same way.
Supervisor Galloway, I haven't had that experience with Dr. Ramirez. Also, if you remember, it took us a long time to even find a health officer when Dr. Caleta left. And Dr. Ramirez is a certified public health officer in addition to his other duties. I didn't interpret anything during COVID comments. I didn't perceive his performance the way my colleagues do. So I think we're fortunate just to have somebody and someone that's certified in public health.
Are there any other board comment? Oh, sorry, Jack.
My only comment is, because this is controversial and the nature of things, I don't like the fact that I'm seeing this 2 weeks before this contract is up. We knew that this was going to be controversial, and we got put in a box, so I just don't appreciate that. We should have looked at this a month ago.
How did we know it was going to be controversial? I didn't know that.
Okay. I will concur with you, Mr. Garamendi.
So would I.
When we went out for public health directors before, things were very controversial. And I think, most of those people that would have qualified, especially in our area, that said, no, not at this time, were making a very intelligent move. Politically as well, even if they do have concern for their community. I think that I would like to ask maybe if Mr. Garamendi and Mr. Toffanelli would be willing to go to Dr. Randy Smart and sit down with him and see if he's willing at this time and have a conversation with him and tell him how much our community would appreciate having him come forward and then putting forward the RFQ through staff at that time if he's willing.
I'm willing to do whatever the board directs.
Can we go to public comment?
Good morning, members of the board. Corey Allen, Health and Human Services Agency Director. My responsibility as your Health and Human Services Agency Director is to ensure that we meet both your boards and the community's needs for public health. Yes, we do require a health officer, and I believe that Dr. Ramirez, under a very difficult one-year period, has truly been faced with the greatest challenge that we could have envisioned. The health officer in each county holds at least 171 distinct duties. The health officer, by virtue of their position, is going to undoubtedly push buttons and has throughout California and throughout this nation because they're required to activate orders that restrict our will, that restrict our freedoms that we're not accustomed to. And that comes because of a worldwide pandemic. Supervisor Toffanelli, Dr. Ramirez and I did speak about the incident, about the phone call, and I want to state he did call back, left a message. He was concerned in that instance about what he understood to be a potential Brown Act conflict, but again, he's not a politician, he's a health officer.
He should stay out of politics then. That's
absolutely
my comment.
Absolutely.
And he didn't.
Okay.
A motion to approve the item, but to direct staff to conduct an RFQ or RFP process to solicit other potential individuals who might be willing to serve as the health officer.
What she said, plus Mr. Toffanelli and Mr. Garamendi sit down with Dr. Randy Smart and have a conversation with him.
There's amended motion on the table. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5-0. Thank you.